From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Artie Johnson reporting from Washington. Iraqi government forces and militias heading for the city of Ramadi today, aiming for the Islamic State fighters who took the provincial capital earlier this week. The future of the country's massive western Anbar province, which borders Syria, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia, is in question after advances by the militant group since mid-May. The U.S. military says the international coalition it leads conducted 22 strikes in Iraq overnight, focusing on Ramadi, the IS stronghold of Mosul, and the area near the oil refinery of Bajai. Five coalition strikes also struck Syria, where a bomb destroyed anti-artillery aircraft systems in Palmyra, known as Tadmur, where IS systems and forces gained ground earlier this week. The Republican-led U.S. Senate handed President Obama a major victory Friday night when it passed the Trade Promotion Authority bill, also known as the Fast Track Trade Bill. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker, a Republican, gave an impassioned plea for the Senate to pass the bill, which he says will help with passage of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Corker says that will help the U.S. export more goods and assist the people of the Pan-Asia region as well.
Importantly, it will draw those countries more closely to the United States, and it will act as a buffer against the dominance that is taking place now with China.
The Trade Authority bill is expected to face a tough debate in the House of Representatives, where it will likely need support of most Republicans to pass. The U.S. Senate has blocked a House of Representatives bill that would have ended bulk collection of domestic telephone data by the National Security Agency. The legislation is known as the USA Freedom Act. The massive data collection program came under fire after it was revealed in 2013 by NSA contractor Edward Snowden. This is VOA News. Visiting one of Washington's largest synagogues on Friday, President Obama reaffirmed U.S. commitment that Iran must not under any circumstances be allowed to gain a nuclear weapon.
Moreover, even if we do get a good deal, there remains the broader issue of Iran's support for terrorism and regional destabilization, and ugly threats against Israel. And that's why our strategic partnership with Israel will remain no matter what happens in the days and years ahead.
Negotiators from Iran and a group that includes Britain, China, France, Russia, the U.S., and Germany have been working against a June 30th deadline for a final nuclear deal to scale back Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been critical of the framework agreement with Iran, calling it weak. U.S. and Cuban officials met in Washington on Friday. State Department spokeswoman Roberta Jacobson said she remains optimistic about the talks that she's spearheading between the U.S. and Cuba as they try to reestablish diplomatic relations after a break of more than 50 years.
We have made significant progress in the last 5 months and are much closer to reestablishing relations and reopening embassies. These are the first steps in the long process of normalization that will allow us to better represent U.S. interests and increase engagement with the Cuban people.
This week's talks were the first high-level engagement between the two countries since President Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro met during the April Summit of the Americas in Panama. Still on the agenda in Washington is President Obama's intention to remove Cuba from the list of state sponsors of terrorism. Ireland and voters there have voted to legalize same-sex marriage in the world's first national referendum held in the traditionally Catholic country. Final results are expected later today, but all indications are the yes vote won overwhelmingly and comes 2 decades after the country decriminalized homosexuality. The yes outcome is due in part to thousands of young Irish voters who returned home from abroad to cast their ballots. Ira's Equality Minister, Aidan O'Riordan, says he's proud to be Irish today.
To send this message to the world and to LGBT young people in Ireland and across the world, that Ireland is the first country in the world to introduce marriage equality by popular vote is a massive statement. And we haven't just done it by small numbers. It's an overwhelming vote.
In Europe, gay marriage is legal in more than a dozen countries. It's also legalized in Argentina, Brazil, Canada, New Zealand, South Africa, Uruguay, and many states in the United States. Also today, the oldest known living person in the world celebrates a milestone at her home in north central state of Michigan. Geraldine Tully turns 116 years old. Her family plans to take her out to dinner near her home in a Detroit suburb. Tully, who was born May 23rd, 1899. Tributes her longevity to faith. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from